Topic 9. Shopping and Services. What role does shopping play in the lives of modern people?
Shopping is a part of our everyday lives. Some people enjoy it and will wander around shops only to have a look, with no particular goal. Others hate shopping and find it very unpleasant. For shopping may also involve stress. For instance, during summer or winter sales, special offers result in stressful behavior and overcrowded shops. The same happens at Christmas. That's why, for some people, Christmas is no longer a feast of peace, but a feast of eating and drinking. What shops used to dominate in the past?
In today's world, there are new shopping opportunities. In the past, most shops were small and specialized stores only. They were called corner shops. The proprietor would stand behind the counter, serve the customers, and provide them with the latest news. He would know the names of his customers, their customs, problems, and joys. It was this more personal approach that made people forget the longer time they had to spend in the queues. Some people still like this type of shops, as they feel comfortable doing their shopping there. What are the most frequently visited shops these days?
Most people, however, shop in huge supermarkets. More and more huge shopping centers are being built on the outskirts of towns that offer everything under one roof. Stores, cafes, restaurants, and sometimes even cinemas, hairdressers, and other services. Naturally, they can offer what small shops cannot afford. The opening hours are longer, there is enough parking space, a free childcare center, and much more. How did specialized shops develop?
As time went by, shops started specializing, and you can also get valuable advice about the product. For example, to buy books, we go to a bookshop. We get newspapers and birthday cards at the newsagents, notebooks and pencils at the stationers, CDs and tapes in a music shop, bread at the baker's, fish at fishmongers, food in general at the grocer's, meat at the butcher's, liquors in the off-license, shoes in a shoe shop, clothes in a clothes shop, flowers at the florist's, fruit and vegetables at the greengrocer's, medicine, shampoo and cosmetic at the chemist's. Today, people only visit these shops when they know exactly what they need. The assistant there gives more specialist advice than those in shopping centers, as he or she, often being the owner at the same time, is an expert, knows all the details about the goods he or she sells, and always has time to give the customers a helping hand. Prices may sometimes be higher than in normal shops, but when customers find the right device through the assistance of an expert and not at random, they will be glad to ignore the difference. What can you find in a typical shop and how can you pay?
In most shops, there are counters with cash registers on it. Supermarkets usually have checkouts. The customers use either shopping baskets or, even better, shopping trolleys. The latter make the client spend more, as they are so big and seem to be so empty. The surprise comes when it comes to paying. In clothes shops, there are fitting rooms. In shops, there are usually rows of shelves with products. After having paid for the goods, you are given a receipt that gives you a guarantee and possibility of taking the goods back and getting a refund. You can pay either in cash, by card, or by check. Some shops offer buying on credit. Some chain shops also offer customers' cards for loyal customers. They can either collect points for products they buy, or use the card for buying the products and pay only, say, once a month, the whole sum. The invisible money that is on such a card also makes you buy more. What do shops do to make you spend more money?
There are lots of tricks to make a client spend more money. First of all, the shop window must be attractive and often change. If the shop door is very wide, it will attract more people because they feel more anonymous. They feel like they can enter and just browse without having to buy anything. But at the end, they usually do buy something. There's always nice and slow music and no watch in shops to make you forget about the time. Shops often offer reduction on prices, 2 for the price of 1, buy one and get one free, etc. The arrangement of the shop is often changed so that you have to go and search for the thing you want to buy, and like that you spend there more time, and you are more likely to buy something more. In the changing rooms of a clothes shop, the mirrors make you look healthy and slim, special lights make the meat look fresher, and there are cafes in the supermarkets or other places where women can leave their nervous husbands because it's them who hurry. In order to sell as many products, experts keep coming up with something new. In addition to quality, the packaging, services, delivery date, and payment mode play an important role too. What is even more important is the image of the product, and this is proved by promotion. Exclusive goods must be presented in an exclusive way.
Does advertising influence you when shopping?
The advertising, in my opinion, influences everybody. That is the aim of advertisements, to influence a person without noticing it. It's logical that when I have to choose from 2 products of the same price, I will always pick up the one that sounds more familiar to me. Otherwise, I'm not that fashion conscious to run a shop and get the latest craze I've just seen in an advertisement.
Do you enjoy haggling about prices?
I don't like haggling about prices, as I'm not used to it. You can never haggle in check shops, but you may try it in street markets. In some countries, it is almost impolite to refuse to haggle. Haggling is very frequent, for instance, in Turkey. Name the advantages and disadvantages of credit cards.
Paying by credit card gives you the freedom of buying whatever you want, if you don't have any money with you, provided you have some money on your account, of course. It is safer and cheaper. The bank usually don't charge you, as they do when you withdraw money from a cash machine. On the other hand, with a credit card, you are more likely to spend a lot of money, because the money is invisible and you don't see it go. Explain the saying, "The clothes make the man."
First impression counts. That's true for sure. You can't recognize a person's character at the first sight, so you judge by appearance. That is why people try to look nicer than they really are. What are the most common closing hours of shops?
Shops used to close at 6 p.m., some even at 5. But nowadays there are more and more shops which realize that many people need to do their shopping after work. So big supermarkets don't close until 9 or 10 p.m. Most of them open Sundays and on holidays as well. Does it help to shop with a shopping list?
I always like making shopping lists. It makes the shopping quicker and you don't forget anything. The stores are usually so full of products and special bargains that you easily forget 1 or 2 items you wanted to buy. You also don't spend so much money when shopping with a shopping list.
Where can you get?
Our family usually does the shopping in supermarkets, as there is a big variety of foods. They're usually cheaper than smaller shops and very comfortable. You can park your car outside. It's convenient for buying clothes as well, because you can try things on and leave them without explaining why you don't want to buy them. We buy bread, rolls, and milk at the corner shop near our house. I like shopping for clothes in department stores, because there are good designer clothes, though the clothes are more expensive. Sometimes I buy cheaper things in the local street market, things like shorts and t-shirts, which are for one season only. The negative thing is that in street markets, most of the goods cannot be tried on, and receipts are almost never produced unless you really ask for one. The possibility to make complaints about the goods is also limited. My mum buys fruits and vegetables in the market, as they are cheap and fresh. People buy things also from vending machines, as they are usually at hand when waiting for a bus or a train, and they are open non-stop. People buy their chewing gum, tickets, sweets, crisps, drinks, etc. But be careful, sometimes your coin might get stuck and you get nothing out of it. And sometimes they are out of order. What is the advantage of shopping arcades? And what is a chain store?
Shopping arcades are convenient and comfortable, especially when it's raining outside. A chain store is a shop with subsidiaries in many towns. The advantage is that you know the shop well, the prices are the same everywhere, and if you have bought something, let's say abroad, you can easily take it back to the shop in your town. Is there a difference between a man and a woman shopping?
Men enjoy shopping for computers, car parts, and similar things, but as for food or clothes, they go straight away to what they want and buy it without thinking twice. Women hesitate more. They go window shopping first. They try things on several times in different shops. They look for special discounts. Do you know any famous British shops?
Harrods is a famous British department store. Very expensive and very luxurious. The Queen shops there as well. They say that you can buy anything in the shop, from clothes to caviar. Today it houses the biggest hair and beauty salon in Europe. Curiously enough, this huge department store started as a small grocer's shop. Marks & Spencer is a famous British chain store with clothes. Do you like shopping on the internet?
I am rather conservative in this respect. I prefer touching the goods, try it on, or smelling it before I buy it. On the internet, many things are cheaper, but you usually have to pay for the transport, which might get expensive.
What services do people use, apart from shops?
In Britain, it's very frequent to take the washing to the laundry and wait there while machines are washing it. In the Czech Republic, people prefer doing it at home, as almost everybody has a washing machine at home, but people do use dry cleaners. You take suits there, coats, and covers that can't be washed in water. People use services of hairdressers, men, barbers. Women like going to beauty salons. You can have your face massage or complexion cleaned with various cosmetic and chemical substances. Nail studios provide manicure and pedicure. Fitness centers help keep you fit. If you need a new pair of glasses, you have to go to the opticians to get one. People buy old books in secondhand bookshops, rent flats and houses through estate agents, and buy their holidays at the travel agents. If you need a photo, you may go to the photographers, but if you just need to have your film developed, you go to the chemists. When clocks or watches break down, they are taken to the watchmakers. Shoes are repaired in shoe repair shops. Any defects in cars are removed in car repair shops. Post services are used by most of us. It is post services that deliver us letters, packages, telegrams, or money directly at home or into the letterbox. There are more and more companies providing services. For example, various skilled workers, joiners, upholsterers, and wall painters, tailors, or window cleaners. You mostly need a trade license in order to practice these professions.
Exercise.
Explain these phrases in English.
I am flat broke. I had to pay for that out of my own pocket. Don't buy a pig in a poke.
Antique shop.
DIY shop.
Ironmongers.
Garden center.
Toy shop.
Bedding shop.
Jewelers.
Confectioners.
Shoplifter.
To be out of stock.
Till.
Stall. Stand.
Price tag.
Pet shop.
Be on display.